You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. It's a pleasure to welcome, I think for the first time, to our microphones, David Drucker. He is the senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner, and we find him here at the Federation for American Immigration Reform Hold Their Feet to the Fire event, a Radio Row event, and you'll hear a little background noise because we're taping, as are others, programs about the condition of our immigration policies and programs and the dysfunction that seems to be much in evidence there at the moment. David, first of all, welcome. It's very good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for the work that you do at the Washington Examiner in this portfolio, among others. I'd like to take advantage of your expertise to answer a question that, frankly, flummoxes me.
Okay.
We've been talking about it in this program and will on many others. The insecurity of our border really strikes me as a first-order national security problem, and yet it rarely is treated that way or been treated at all by the Congress. Why is that?
Well, I think there's just so much disunity on the issue between Republicans and Democrats and between Republicans and Republicans. You know, there's some quibbling of opinion among Democrats, but you see Republicans really split, and not even necessarily down the middle, but in many different ways. And so when you take the political complications of trying to come together to legislate on a very large issue, you end up where we are, which is basically nothing done for decades, just because every time somebody proposes a bill, somebody else opposes it. And even with Republicans in control of Congress for the first time in at least 8 years, the full Congress, they can't agree among themselves about what immigration reform or an overhaul or whatever you want to call it should look like.
Or even the very narrow question of securing the border, evidently. And David, you were just describing the fault lines within the Republican ranks on specifically the question. I know immigration reform more broadly is very much a matter of dispute, but everybody seems to pay lip service, at least, to the idea that they want to secure the border. Where are the Republicans who don't evidently want to do that coming from?
Well, it's hard to tell because I can't find a Republican who doesn't say they want to secure the border.
And I pay lip service to.
Well, it's a matter of opinion. That's what some people think. But in talking to them, what I find is that there are different levels of what border security means to them. There are some Republicans who want to see a 2,000-mile fence built. There are some who think that that's going to blow a hole in the deficit. They don't want to spend that kind of money. And they think that technology allows the United States to patrol its border adequately if it would only be invested in and added to, along with more border security agents. And then there's the matter of internal security and border security itself, because some Republicans believe that the problem is that there's not a modernized system to verify whether or not somebody's legally allowed to work in the United States, commonly referred to as E-Verify. And what they want to see is the E-Verify system monitored, visa tracking monitored, and that's really important to them because they think that if an illegal immigrant can't get a job, they either won't come or they will go home. So you have all of this surrounding border security. And then, quite frankly, you have Republicans and a good number of Republicans who want to see things like a guest worker program or a path to legalization for illegal immigrants living here. There's about 11 to 12 million of them by estimates, under the logic that we don't know who they are and where they are. And since no Republican – and this is true – since no Republican has proposed the bill to appropriate money and devise a scheme to round them all up and send them back – they want to be realistic when it comes to security and find them, know who they are, know where they are, and deal with the reality that they're probably not going to be deported ever. And so when you put all of this together, plus things I'm leaving out, you end up with the disagreements over border security. And finally, I'd add this. Even if Republicans were magically to come together and say, we are going to secure the border, here's our plan, you still have the issue right now of 60 votes in the Senate and a presidential veto that you would simply not overcome, because the Democrats want at least legalization, if not citizenship, over a 10 to 15 year period, if not immediately. Republicans will never go for that. And that leaves us where we are.
Is it fair to say that Democrats actually are in favor of the border remaining insecure, that bringing more in, some have suggested, is a means of populating their ranks for the future in a way that will give them dominance in this political system.
I have no doubt that Democrats would be happy to see illegal immigrants living here get citizenship because they – you know, assume that most of them, and it probably at least initially, most of them would vote Democrat once they, you know, were granted citizenship and had the right to vote. But I don't think Democrats are actually opposed to making the border more secure as a matter of public policy or modernizing the legal immigration system. But Democrats, quite frankly, are more concerned about the sensitivity to Hispanic immigrants, legal and illegal. They don't want to do something that appears as though they're trying to keep out Hispanic immigrants. So they're more inclined to push public policy that is sensitive and more open to Hispanic immigrants, even if it means it means allowing a porous border, than Republicans who are more likely because of their traditional concern about national security, or more willing to say, "I'm sorry if you just can't get in." But again, it's a complicated political question. I mean, look, if I talk to Republicans and Democrats in border states, notwithstanding the stories we hear about property owners along the border, I find a lot more support for legalization and guest worker programs in border states whose economies are very dependent on immigrant labor than I do in the heartland. I find much more opposition to guest worker programs and legalization policies in the heartland, in the middle of America, where they're nowhere near a border.
Yeah. Let me ask you, because as a student of politics, of course, as well as the congressional process that flows from it, one of the things that I'm struck by is that the leadership in the House and Senate is the leadership we have today, in no small measure, if not predominantly, because of the mandate that they received in the last election cycle to push back against Barack Obama's policies in this area. And specifically, I think, in anticipating an executive amnesty, which he was then telegraphing would be coming after the election. And yet, they've not acted in a manner consistent with that mandate. Now, you've given a very important and I think helpful explanation as to what's going on within their caucuses. But do you think that there is a problem in the future if they fail to live up to this mandate with getting another one?
Well, it depends. Clearly, it's never good for political leaders to make promises they don't keep if voters are going to be particularly sensitive to those promises. And because there's a strong contingent among conservatives and Republicans, voters, to see the president's executive amnesty or legalization or whatever you want to call it stopped, and look, there's a good argument to say that he overstepped his executive authority and broke the law in doing what he did. There's also and I'll just explain their thinking, which is that with so many issues at hand and a presidential race upcoming, there's not necessarily a desire to go to the mat on this particular issue without knowing if there's a payoff, and finally, without knowing that they can stop him. And I think that if they knew that they had the votes to stop him point blank, I think they would pass that bill. But knowing that they have to get into pissing match, if you will, over funding and trying to change a law that would require a lot of votes they don't have and a veto majority they don't have, there's a concern that they'll end up coming out on the losing end, which they did recently, and it only makes things worse. So that's where they are.
An important insight. David Drucker of the Washington Examiner, thank you very much for sharing them with us and for the work that you're doing, as well as for your appearance here at the Hold the Feet, the Fire.
Thanks so
much.
Next
up, Joe Gazzardi joins us. We'll talk with him about the situation with respect to immigration dysfunctionality in the state of California. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.